testosterone situation in the West is just a disaster. In the last 20 years, testosterone has gone down in the region of 25%, something like this. Some people put the figure much higher. Testosterone is a beautiful thing. It's been much maligned by everyone in the culture. Testosterone is the thing that makes effort feel good. It's the thing that makes us want to go and do things, get things done, make things happen. It's not the thing that makes us aggressive and violent. In fact, actually, testosterone increases a lot of kindness amongst men and a lot of understanding. Most important thing is to understand that testosterone is the thing that gives us the grr, the sense of wanting to go and get shit done, make things happen. Physical things, mental things, projects, etc. A lot of guys have a lack of this mojo, and they're sort of lethargic, they get depressed easily, there are problems sleeping, and of course, they're skinny and quite sickly. The issue with male depression is tightly connected to low testosterone rates. The situation is so bad that it's been shown that the distance called the anogenital distance, the distance between the anus and the taint, if you like, in a guy, has gotten smaller and smaller over time. And this is basically a feminization of the fetus. And the reason this is happening is because there's an enormous amount of exposure to estrogenic compounds like phthalates, which is essentially microplastics in the environment, and a bunch of other stuff as well. So even if you're a young guy and you're pretty jacked, it's important to understand that the general environment around us is estrogenic. It is anti-testosterone. There are people, young guys, eating tofu. Like, what the fuck are you doing? This is just bizarre. Without testosterone levels being relatively high, you feel like shit. You get upset easily. You can't deal with problems easily. As a guy, your entire business is about solving problems. It's not about making problems and tearing up over small things and becoming fucking hysterical. If you do find that you're doing this kind of thing, you should seriously think, your first port of call would be to think about, what's going on with my testosterone levels? Now, it's normal to go through phases of time where your test levels will go down and you'll be a bit down in the dumps and so on. This is normal. What I'm talking about is about the importance of recognizing that the general environment is an anti-testosterone environment, and that you need to do some things that will help mitigate the impact of all of this, essentially like radiation that's sucking out your testosterone. And there's a bunch of stuff that you can do. Some of these things you would have heard before, some of them you might not have. So let's get into it. Okay, nutrition and your diet. A lot of young guys in particular, you can't cook for shit. You're eating, not only that, but when you are eating, you're eating crap. You're eating food that's fried in vegetable oil. Some of you are still eating fucking margarine instead of butter. Candy, snacks. Who the fuck snacks? What are you, like 6 years old? Consuming candy and chocolate bars and so on. All of this stuff is shit. You need to have a decent diet that's squared away. You don't wake up in the morning and start shoveling tons of carbohydrates and sugar and milk into your body in an effort to give you energy for the day ahead. You're just giving yourself fucking diabetes. And all of this kind of thing, this junk food and so on, is creating an environment where testosterone just can't, it's struggling. Okay, you need to sort yourselves out. My suggestion would be, so you don't need breakfast. That's why you have a liver. It contains glycogen. It'll help you. If you stop eating breakfast, your body will actually become slightly more normal from a human perspective, and you will be able to store glycogen. You'll have more energy and you will be healthier. You've got to stop cooking in plastics. Plastic pots, lunch boxes, sarin wrap, and all this kind of shit. It's very simple. If something, as a general rule of thumb, if something is new and modern and it hasn't been around humans for a long time, don't use it, okay? Don't use plastic whenever you can. Use something else. Use steel. Use ceramic. Don't heat things up in plastics. Avoid plastic bottles as much as you can. If you need to take a drink around and so on because for some reason you need to constantly hydrate, which is bizarre, but if you want to do that, carry a bloody small flask. Get a small flask, use that. Don't carry plastic bottles around filled up with liquid all day. You are filling up your body with phthalates and microplastics that is literally making your dick smaller. Don't do it. Don't cook with frying pans and saucepans that have got non-stick coatings on them. Just avoid all of that. Get rid of all of that shit. Use steel pans, use butter and so on to make sure that nothing sticks as needed. Don't use any of this Teflon shit. Teflon, plastics, avoid. Another thing, which is not a big problem for me, is drinking lots of alcohol, but beer in particular. Beer is estrogenic. There's a reason why a lot of people who are drinking regularly, they end up eventually getting sort of bitch tits and beer guts. That's excess estrogen production. Their testosterone is just collapsing and it's being assaulted on a daily basis by this weird estrogenic compound. Get rid of that. If you are going to drink, drink something, a clear spirit, maybe some gin, maybe some vodka, something like this. Don't be a complete dick about it because alcohol is bad for you anyway, and in particular bad for testosterone. And it affects your training and so on because it messes with your sleep patterns, which we'll get onto in a minute. But just avoid alcohol in particular, avoid beer. If you're going to go and drink alcohol, drink clear alcohol, clear spirits, and don't go too crazy. Just a little bit is fine. Most of you guys are young. Go out, have a drink, relax, have fun with your friends. But don't go and get shit-faced on 10 pints of beer. That's ridiculous. It's like cutting one of your testicles off. Just stop that shit. It's ridiculous and unnecessary. So I mentioned about vegetable oils and seed oils, rapeseed oils, all of those yellow flowers and so on that you see out there in the summertime. Rapeseed oil, sunflower oil, any vegetable oil, just avoid it. Apart from olive oil, it's fine. Cook with some olive oil, cook with butter. In order to make testosterone, it needs to be synthesized essentially from cholesterol, but it needs to be saturated, ideally. It's the most efficient way to do it. So when it comes to butter, more is better. I literally put butter with everything. Christ, back in the day, I was, and occasionally still do, I put butter in the coffee as well, which sounds a bit crazy, but it's actually pretty bloody fantastic if you blend it up. Do not use vegetable oils. It's shit. It's estrogenic. Get rid of it. You need to make sure that you've got enough saturated fat in your diet. Otherwise, you can't synthesize any of the testosterone. So you're not using crappy cooking equipment, steel, ceramic, no Teflon, no plastic. Fine. Fat in the diet. What you want to do as well is you're going to need to do a little bit of defensive measures, if you like. And so we can do that with some supplements. It's not expensive to do. It's dead simple and everybody should be doing it. You need to be taking zinc every day and you need to be taking vitamin D, vitamin D3 in particular. These two things are your main defense against being assaulted on a daily basis by this bizarre estrogenic modern madness going on around us. There are other things that you can do as well. Huberman, for example, has talked about Fadogia and Tonkat Ali. This is also really good. You might not want to take too much Fadogia. Some people don't actually respond to it. I took about 800 milligrams of Fadogia a day for a month, and I'm pretty sure my balls actually got bigger. I could have been imagining it, but I'm pretty sure they did. I also felt better and so on. But with some of these things, especially something like Fadogia and Marker, Tonkat Ali, this kind of thing, you don't want to be taking it all the time. It's a good idea to maybe do 3 or 4 weeks on, then take a few weeks off, and so on, and do it like that. But with the zinc and the D3, take it every day. Now, just a sort of quick warning, probably a financial one more than anything, is that if you go online, there is a ton of test-boosting stuff out there. A lot of it is really costly, it's really shit. In order for you to actually find out what you're getting for your money, you need to sit down with a bloody calculator and work it out. And a lot of these companies try and hide these things. So that's a pain in the ass. Instead, keep it simple. Get a good zinc, zinc picolinate, for example. It's highly bioavailable. If you're going to go down the route of getting some Fadogia and Tonkat Ali, just make sure that you get it from a good source. I'll put some links in the description for you guys. Make it dead easy. But be careful about being pulled into test booster this and super gorilla that and so on and so forth. A lot of it is just a waste of fucking money. You're going to be pissing money away and they are going to fuck you. Another thing that you want to add in there is going to be fish oil supplements. If you can, you should get to, there are some, MyProtein have got some really good fish oil supplements. Don't cost a fortune. Seems pretty decent. That's what I use. But don't do one or two a day. I have a tub of these lying around and I'll grab five or six and just chuck them in when I have some tea, a few more in the evening, and I'll do it, of course, some days not, but it's just a supplement just to keep that ticking over and so on. You'll find that the saturated fat that comes from the fish oil also is really good. It'll help you with a lot of exercise recovery as well and make sure that your brain is functioning. A dead cheap thing to do, which I've found is really good, is to get yourself a kilogram of fenugreek powder. Fenugreek powder has been shown to increase testosterone by about 30%. Even more, I believe. This stuff is cheap as chips. It tastes like fenugreek. And it's not especially nice. People use it in cooking. It's a cooking herb. But you can get quite jacked up on this stuff. I will tend to go through maybe 3 or 4 days a week. I'll take a teaspoon of fenugreek. Just to keep myself ticking over. That's because I'm older than most of you guys, so I chuck in a whole bunch of different things as well. One of the big causes for this unbelievable decrease in testosterone rates is actually obesity. People are turning into fat fucks. It's crazy. What are you doing? If you're overweight, sort it out. What's going to happen? It's just going to get sorted later on. But why would you do it? Don't be fat. You know what fat is like. Don't do it. It's ridiculous. If you think you're fat, you are fat. Sort it out. Get it done. Get yourself on a decent diet. I've got some other videos and so on about this. And get yourself fit and strong. If you are not fit and strong, again, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you should have a training regime for your body. As men, we are tightly connected to physical activity. We are physical, very physical beings. So you need to make sure that you're doing some exercise. And some of that exercise needs to be hard and challenging. Now, of course, a lot of people will go running and so on, but they go for a jog. What the fuck is a jog? Who jogs? Anyway, go for a run. Stop doing the same distance over and over at the same pace. Have a long jog. Enjoy yourself on a Sunday for an hour or so, whatever it is. But then do other things too. Do some fast running. Do some hill sprints. Do some sprints out on the field. Like get yourself psyched up and really, really push out effort for about 10, 15, 20 seconds and repeat. This is much, much better for you. It'll help enormously with testosterone production and you will be way fitter than jogging like a German cement salesman or something. Who jogs? Ladies who lunch jog. The other thing that you want to do, of course, is you need to be lifting weights. If you're not lifting weights or doing pull-ups and so on and so forth, then you probably should. Lift up heavy things. Deadlifts and squats are great. If you can't get access to a gym, you could do burpees, you could do pull-ups, you could do push-ups. I have another video on this, which is baseline standards for male fitness. Everybody should be able to meet these standards. If you can't, you need to get yourself sorted out until you can. It's not difficult to do. You'll feel much better. You'll be more positively aggressive and you will get your mojo back. Another thing that guys should do is I would highly recommend learning to fight. Learning to fight, going to a club and learning to fight is really important from a male competence perspective. You need to protect people, but also you get a big increase in testosterone production. Join a boxing club, go to jiu-jitsu, which is typically what I would do, do some striking, do some kickboxing, and so on. Learn a skill about how to fight. Learn how to control your emotions when you're in a situation where most people would normally panic. This is really useful. You will stand differently. You will eventually think differently about the world that we live in, about the people that you meet, and it will make you a better person. Most people who are gobby and aggressive, it's because they're weak. That's why they do it. What it does is that if you learn how to fight properly is that you tend to remain very, very calm. And being calm when most people are losing their shit, or being calm in a situation where most people are losing their heads, is really, really important. It gives you a great sense of control over the world, and it makes you have better decisions. And then there's your general environment. What I mean by that specifically is things like grooming products, creams, shampoos, soaps, that shit that some of you nutters put in your hair. If you're using standard stuff from the supermarket, Axe body spray. Just stop it. It is disgusting. It is foul. It is gross. It is fucking minging. Stop using that Axe stuff. Don't use Adidas shower gel. Instead, go simple whenever you can. Bars of soap. Get yourself a load of Dove soap. Use soap. Get soap. Use Castile soap as well. I'll put a link in the description. All of these things are dead easy to do. You'll save a load of money. You won't smell like a chav that's been dragged through a load of cat piss, which is what Axe smells like to most people. Because the problem with all of these products is that they are full of bizarre, weird chemicals. You don't want that shit on your body. And again, essentially filling yourself up with a weird chemical cocktail that is fucking up your testosterone. All of these different things together, the food, the plastics, Teflon, the shit diet, the seed oils, the water. Do you use a water filter, or are you just drinking water directly out of a tap? One of the reasons why we've got such a big problem with testosterone is because every other woman that you meet is on a bloody contraceptive pill, wrecking their own hormones and their own health. And then they are flushing this down the toilet in their piss, and it's eventually coming out into the water system. Use a filter. There's all kinds of crap in tap water. Don't be a dumbass. Get a filter. You can get a Brita filter. It'll cost you 10 or 15 quid. Filter your drinking water. Filter the water that you use for coffee and tea and so on. You should be filtering this stuff. On the nutrition side of things, it's useful to know that green vegetables in general are really good at blocking the effect of excess estrogen. So get yourself some spinach, like Popeye with those big fuck off forearms that he has. Get yourself some spinach, eat broccoli, whatever it is. Onions are great as well. There's a bunch of stuff that was going around the internet not long ago on onions, with people consuming raw onions and then getting blood tests for testosterone. Onions are great. Green vegetables are great. Blocks the estrogen. Filter your water. Stop drinking this bizarre estrogen laced crap that comes out of the... Stop drinking this estrogen laced crap that is coming out of the tap. Don't be naive. All of these things together add up to a really substantial difference. If you are eating properly and you are exercising regularly, you're lifting heavy things, you're doing some fast, difficult exercise, you're not using seed oils, you're avoiding plastics, and also you've replaced the garbage in your shower from Adidas and Lynx, or whatever the hell it's called now, Axe. And instead you're using simple, natural products. Add some zinc, add some vitamin D3, make your balls bigger with a bit of Fidogia and Tonka Ali. You will be transformed within a relatively small period of time. Within weeks, you will start to feel substantially different. You will feel better. You will have more energy. You will feel more powerful, more in control of what's going on. The other big thing is sleep. Everybody knows that sleep is a big deal. You need 8 hours, etc. And yes, this is generally true. Getting good sleep is super important. It lowers cortisol. Cortisol is the body's response to stress, in particular chronic stress. If you don't get enough sleep, you get elevated cortisol. This essentially hits the brakes on testosterone production. You need to make sure that you're getting good sleep. The phone. What are you doing? You all know it. Put that fucking thing down. When you go to bed, turn your phone off. Even better, leave it outside the bedroom. Don't bring the phone into the bedroom. Get an old school alarm clock if you need an alarm clock. Don't take the phone in the room. Get a book. Yeah, books. It will help you no end. One of the easiest things that you can do to help your sleep is to get a decent face mask. I've used I don't know, dozens of different face masks. Amazon, my Amazon orders history is full of face masks for sleeping. Some of them are shit. In fact, most of them are shit. I'll link to a couple of the ones that I really like. If you get a face mask, it's going to help you enormously. You are going to sleep better because there's much less light coming into your eyes. Yes, your eyes are closed, but you've got receptors on there that are going to wake you up. And it's going to affect your sleep, in particular in the summertime. Get yourself a face mask. Use the face mask every night. Be mindful of the fact that you should probably have a bloody window open. Having cool air in the room. Having a face mask. Not scrolling like a twat through your phone until it falls onto your head. Don't do that shit. It's going to wreck your testosterone. It keeps your cortisol up high, which is what makes you keep on scrolling. You've got dopamine. Oh, get more fucking dopamine or something. It's ridiculous. Instead, put the phone out, get yourself a face mask, open the window, pick up a book, read the book. If you have problems getting to sleep, and sometimes I have problems getting to sleep, I have an awesome solution. I take, normally about 8 o'clock at night, I will take some L-theanine and glycine. I take a teaspoon of glycine, chuck it into some warm water, and a small scoop, a tiny scoop, of L-theanine. Put these together. By 10 o'clock, I'm wanting to go to bed. I'm ready to sleep. You will go to sleep. The glycine and L-theanine is just fantastic. The sleep quality that you get will be better. If you've got one of those swanky rings, aura rings and stuff like this, you'll see that your sleep quality will really, really benefit from taking glycine and L-theanine. This is a bit of a game changer, actually. It really is a bit of a game changer. You wake up, you feel better. It's fantastic. You sleep better. The quality of your sleep is better. And finally, sex. Sex is good for testosterone. Sex is just good anyway. If you can't find someone to fuck you, then at a minimum, at least make an effort to pursue someone that might want to have sex with you. Being around women, talking to attractive women in particular, just being around them will make your testosterone go up. And it's important for our confidence, especially for younger guys, to learn how to behave normally with attractive women. If you can't find someone to have sex with you, don't jerk off like some sort of lunatic with porn all the time. Porn has created a situation where lots of guys are jerking off just way too much. You guys are just spilling this zinc and so on all over your bloody keyboards, and you are rewarding yourself, essentially, for doing fuck all. This is a problem. It messes up your dopamine system. It creates problems with your motivation. Don't jerk off as much. Jerking off is fun, but you don't need to be doing it every single fucking day. It's ridiculous. It's not good for you. For women, it's good for them. But for us, it's not good. You don't want to be doing that every day. And of course, you end up descending down the porn black hole where you end up looking for increasingly weird shit to be able to make sure that you get a boner. So you end up with some self-induced erectile dysfunction at the age of 20. That can't be fun. That's not good. It ain't worth it. Instead, use the energy that you have to go and pursue something. Use that energy. Learn to harness that energy. The energy that you get, that kind of frustrating pressure that builds without sexual release. Learn to use that and harness it to drive you towards your goals. To drive you to get more shit done. Which is really leads me on to the last thing. Which is, you need to... God, I hate this sort of thing because it sounds so trite. But you need to have some kind of mission. A reason for your being. And it doesn't need to be a big thing. If you're a young guy, just pursuing a particular goal, it could be that you want to get through to get into a particular university. It could be that you want to build something. It could be that you want to achieve a particular physical task. There should be some kind of mission that you are on and that you are focused on that requires dedication and work in order to make it happen. If you have a mission and you are focused on achieving things, this sets up the environment that everything else clicks together with, because it will help your testosterone production. The testosterone production will lead to increased motivation. This means that you will essentially win more because you're doing more things. And when you win, It makes you feel better. You will stand up better. You will be fitter and stronger because you are exercising. You will want to exercise. You will enjoy the feeling of effort that it takes from pushing yourself. That's what is good. That's why it's important. And that's why if you don't have good test levels, it is really, really destructive. It's not just a matter of you as a guy being sandbagged. It literally turns you into a pussy. Literally. And nobody wants that shit. As a man, you don't have any intrinsic value. The value that you have is based on your ability to solve problems and make things happen. That's why testosterone is important. You need to protect yourself against the toxic environment of modernity, and you need to be able to pursue your goals. You need to be able to sleep well. You need to be able to eat. You need to be eating well, and all of these things fall together so that you're able to create a virtuous circle where it's like a dynamo, where you're doing everything right. And that as your testosterone increases and stabilizes, you will find it easier and easier to do because you will see progress. You will be getting better. You'll be feeling better. So that's it. Testosterone, get some. Stop the assault of estrogen onto our brains, into our bodies, that's turning us all into pussies. You do not want that to happen. So do those things. I will leave links in the description so that it's dead easy for you to check things out. I'll probably put up an Amazon wish list thing or something like this so that you can just go through and some of you can make purchases on Amazon and check things out. And don't forget to subscribe.